No singing. No, my gut says don't sing ever on a podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Dr. Denise Show. This is Kathleen O'Toole. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, Dr. Denise.
How are you? You were away. We just took a little break last week, right?
We did. You've been so prolific that we let some of your other shows shine, and we're back on Staying Sane. And today we're going to talk about trusting our gut.
Oh, yes. And I think this is something that's so important on this specific carve out series. And you and I have done shows with the Ascension series, but I think it's nice. And also, you know, I'm interested in seeing what you came up with to talk about, but I was thinking about trusting your gut when you were out in the news field, trusting our gut as parents, trusting our gut in business. I mean, trust, like, how do we tap into our own compass, our inner compass?
Right. So let's define to begin. I mean, I think everybody knows what trusting your gut means to them, but what does it mean in your world, Dr. Denise?
Well, I think we are really at a cool place in history. You know, the mainstream vernacular now includes intuition, consciousness. When I launched my brand back in 2016, a lot of the vocabulary of, are you an empath? Are you this? All these quizzes. So I think that trusting your gut for all of us as society has become more evolved. For me in particular, I look at that it's a multisensory experience here on earth, where we all have our own unique neurostyle that we process and perceive things in our own unique way. And trusting your gut is, you know, it's kind of like an old slang term, but in reality, we know that there's a mind gut, a brain gut connection. And so there's actually, you know, your gut has the ability to translate communication and vice versa, like a feedback loop between your gut and your brain. So it's another sensory feeling you get that just sort of drops into your awareness. And it can be in many different ways. It doesn't have to just be through, oh, I get a tingle in my stomach, or I get butterflies, or I get chills, or I start to feel sweaty palms. And a lot of times people, trusting your gut means listening to your own intuition. And how do you then establish intuition versus other sensory experiences?
Right. Real quickly, I wanted to jump back with the gut mind connection, because there's more and more research and data on the gut's microbiome and how it really does impact the whole rest of your body.
Well, that's really interesting. There's a great book that we can actually put reference to now that you say that, called Super Genes by Deepak Chopra. And I don't know the other author right now. We'll put it in the show links. And I believe this was done in like 2015, 16. And it was all about how, you know, your microbiome and your genetic DNA kind of keeps score, even multigenerationally. And so your microbiome is how healthy your gut is. And you can look up, there's different types of foods to have a healthy gut. So that in that book, Super Genes, there was actually,
The second author is Dr. Rudolf Tanzi, right?
Okay. Perfect. Yes. Yep. And this is just such an organic show. I don't have the exact data, the exact study that they did, but in that book, oh my goodness, they literally started feeding mice a different diet, and then their microbiome became more slender. So it was like, they actually showed that certain people's gut naturally has a proclivity towards obesity versus not. And then when they did sort of like a replenish of the microbiome, the metabolism sped up. But then in that book, it also talks about generational, like your body on a material DNA and also in a kind of unseen energy keeps score. So this is a little bit of a different tangent of this topic, but it's important.
Yeah.
Because it's all important, because it's integrative health. You know, how do we stay sane? How do we live in this world? How do we trust our own gut? So there's the literal, how do we feed ourselves food and healthy things so that we can actually have more clarity? So there's the nutritional component to making sure your gut's healthy so then you can trust it more.
So I interviewed a school counselor, a high school counselor. So that, you know, set of children. So I have a bunch of questions on that later. But we ended up in this kind of good debate about, and I want you to give us your impressions on this, like gut instinct Is it based on your life experiences, or is it this kind of innate, intuitive knowing? So knowing versus cumulative life experiences, which one is trust your gut?
Well, I think it depends on who the audience is and how you're defining it. So whenever we're doing something, that's why it's about that neurostyle, my geekiness alert of we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. When I'm talking about it today on this show, I'm really talking about the natural intuition, what drops into your awareness. Now, it's really hard to tease those out because we also are human beings that have our own what I call soul imprint, life imprint. So how can you ever like do a scientific study? There would have to be like 200 of you and 200 of another clone of you having information drop into your awareness. And how do we tease out how much our own current life experience and this current earth experience influences our intuition? I will tell you though, in the purity of definition, intuition's like where it just drops into awareness. And it's almost like you can't ignore it. It can be a feeling. It can be a thought. I have what's called clear knowing as well. I get things in threes. So let me give a real, can I give an example or do you want to interject? I think this was a little over a year ago.
You call this clear knowing.
Clear knowing. I was on my reward at the time when we were absolute lockdown. My reward was to drive along the coast, you know, with a convertible. I know I'm really fortunate, but that was my way of decompressing after a day of psychiatry and a day of being a single mom.
Right. No germs and a convertible by yourself.
Correct. And also just nature, healing, just music going.
Air, right.
Reset. So on my convertible ride, I got someone's name three times, someone in my practice's name. And I never not pay attention to that. And the person's name, I got it. And then I thought, you're supposed to call them. I called them. And at that time, they had just taken a certain amount of meds that could have been life-threatening. Oh my. And you're not going to believe this. I was, you know what? I'm not going to give too much more details. The bottom line is I used my own spidey senses to not only listen to my gut, but I called the person and I literally was able to do a home visit.
Did you just drive that convertible right over from that ride and go
straight? Oh my goodness. I need to pause this because you're not going to believe what just happened. Oh my goodness. Actually, I can tell you right now when I just said this, that person just texted me. No, I'm not kidding you. At the exact time I mentioned that, that person just texted me.
Do they text you daily?
No, I haven't heard from them in 3 months. And I did ask them a question 48 hours ago, but this is a situation where Gary Schwartz has a book about coincidences. I'm actually even just blown away right now that that just happened myself. So this is also, you guys, there's a quantum field. So what just happened was I was, Kath, do you want to say anything about that?
You did ask the person a question 48 hours ago and they're getting back with you. So they've been on your mind.
Yes. But the synchronicity of that happening,
right this moment.
This is called super synchronicity. Let's just define that by Gary Schwartz. So let's just put that in our show notes. So essentially, trusting my gut for me, each of us have our own unique neurostyle and our own sensory experience. You might have yours that you can share on a news site. We all have this. This isn't something that we all have an extension of the ability to tap into the quantum field or the unseen energy field. So essentially that time way back when I was getting the person's name, they were in crisis. I called them. I went over and helped them. So that is, I actually integrate intuition into everything I do. I can say more on that, but I just want to give you a chance to respond.
No, so you were talking about clear knowing and that's that's how it happens for you. It happens in threes and all of a sudden, is it usually a name or?
It just depends. I can actually tell you, I can be talking with someone about an idea. And the other way that I get my clear knowing is all of a sudden when I ask like my version of higher power or the universe, I get lightning bolt chills that go from my arms all the way through my legs now. So it can evolve over time, but your pure question of trusting your gut, is it just something innate? It is. Dr. Judith Orloff, who is a pioneer on empathy and intuition. She's a psychiatrist and MD, also a UCLA trained doctor as I am. She has many books if you go and follow her links. But when you have and we've also done other shows that we're going to put in here about intuition, but it's really it just drops into your awareness. You're not thinking about it. You don't have to give it thought. And I have a Healthline article I sent to you today that we'll put in the show notes for everyone. You know, there's this big question, what's the difference between intuition, anxiety, and then paranoia? So, I mean, there's like a lot to this, because a lot of times if someone's had maybe a recent loss or a betrayal, or they're second guessing themselves, sometimes people have a hard time trusting their gut and knowing that it's truly intuition, that it's information just being given, because people start to ruminate and sort of second guess themselves.
Well, so I'm going to take you back to your training. The different parts of the brain, the gut instinct comes from correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the trained doctor, but it comes from the amygdala, right? And there's a different part of the brain that does more of the thought.
The amygdala is about fear. And I'm going to just say that intuition is even beyond what the human mind can imagine. Because Dan Siegel's body of work, he's an adult and child integrative psychiatrist. Everyone should just know. I don't have these books all at the top of my head. You and I are freestyling as per usual, which I love. But Dan Siegel talks about the mind. And so the mind is different than the brain. So when you say amygdala, that is a portion of the brain that's known for being associated with fear. So part of assessing, am I having anxious or flight or fight? There are specific brain anatomy, and I'm not a neuroanatomy like guru. I'm not like, yeah, let's talk about every part of the brain right now. But I do, as a psychiatrist, know systems. And so yes, the amygdala is with the fear response, I wouldn't say that's plus your own stomach or gut is the only thing with intuition. Intuition resides in a quantum field even beyond the human body. And
could you go into soul imprints versus life imprint?
That's just my terms. Those are my terms.
I
use them as
okay.
So I just like to go back and forth, because I don't know who's listening to this show. I don't know who knows who I am. I don't know if they're like, who's this Dr. Denise and what is she talking about? And the same thing with my patients. So I would say we're on a series called On Staying Sane. We have talked about how words, thoughts, and actions carry a vibrational frequency. So for some people that actually really can conceptualize linear versus nonlinear, and that the soul, that there is a soul, there's an energy transmission that lives beyond what we can imagine, like a soul that's even possibly connected to an oversoul, that we're all connected energetically. Now, some people get that. So their soul imprint, you know, it's like a step further, because we all have life imprints. But then I like to say, and also you can look at it as a soul imprint. So for someone that's very linear, like my ex-husband, a life imprint would probably be writing your history of all of your events that have ever happened to you and taking it logically in your life imprint. But you're still here having a human experience, but we're souls having a human experience. So it's the soul and the life experience coupled together. It's kind of like your question, actually, about it's all integrated for me, though. So I try to tag it out, but also I adapt, like with my different patients. I just intuitively know I've had so much clinical experience that before I do a patient interview or before I do one of these shows, I either drink coffee or a glass of water and I tune myself into the moment of now. And then I just let things drop into my awareness. So when I'm using these different terms like soul imprint, life imprint, they can be interchangeable, but then you define it further in the specific situation. So it's their broad strokes definition. Then you give a scenario and then you break it down with someone.
Let me ask you this. And I know it's different for all people. So I don't even know if this is a good question, but.
Well, before I do that, because I want to give people, do you have that question in your mind or should I not interrupt? I was going to tell you about signs of a gut feeling, but go ahead.
Go. I think you mentioned some of the physical signs.
Yeah, I did, but I want to go deeper. We have an article from Healthline, and I always like to, when we're talking about esoteric plus like definitions, I like giving people tangibles. So signs of a gut feeling, a flash of clarity, tension or tightness in your body, goosebumps or prickling, stomach butterflies or nausea, a sinking sensation in the pit of your stomach, sweaty palms or feet, thoughts that keep returning to a specific person or situation, feelings of peace, safety, or happiness. And then where do they come from? You know, so we've got an article, and then there's just the normal brain processes and so did you want to ask that question right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good place. So we just talked about the signs of a gut feeling, the clarity, the butterflies. I love the feelings of peace, because sometimes when you make a decision based on gut instinct, and, you know, as opposed to this big list of pros and cons, you get this like, yeah, I took in the most important attribute and I made my decision based on that, and I feel good about it, right? And then you're like, yeah, that was a good decision.
So do you like it when I give these examples?
Well,
I have a specific example of the most.
What if I were to say no? Of course.
Well, then I would shush it out.
Well, no, I don't like any of your examples.
You know what? Actually have learned. I love your humor. I really appreciate you. I get so excited about information that I have to do what I call my mindful pauses. So me asking you that question was just checking in if this was a good time. So thank you.
I would love to real quick, but my question is not real quick, and I don't know that it's a great question, but you'll tell me. You know, we kind of all intuitively know that trusting your gut is a good thing, right? What happens if we don't trust our gut?
I'm going to give you an example of a time where I did trust my gut and a time when I didn't. Perfect. How's that? So I had to assess, I'm going to give a little bit more detail because it's not a patient confidentiality, but it was a business/professional decision back in 2015-16. And there was a group of very intelligent people that are practicing intuitives that were forming something. And I'll just keep it at that. And it was something where they were wanting me to be like the MD face of this university. And at the time in 2015-16, this was way more cutting edge than it is now in 2022, because the pulse of consciousness has really kind of sped up to these concepts. We've got mediums on shows, we've got intuition, but because I'm an actual adult and child board certified psychiatrist, MD, and have a lot of high level intuition myself, it was an honor that they asked me to be possibly a part of this. So in my assessment of all of it, it got down to the last bit. And I, number one, when they gave me some details on where funding was coming from, all of a sudden, Kathleen, this has never happened to me to this extent. My stomach, after I got off the call, I hadn't agreed to anything, got so sick that I had to go use the restroom, got sick, then I had to cancel two patients. And I didn't know, and then I decided not to be a part of this. It's not a good idea with my MD. It was too cutting edge, but also I didn't trust. My own intuition said there's something not right about where the money's coming from. So then I was given validation 9 months later by someone that you were beyond spot on, that money was corrupt and you were exactly right to pull out. So that was an example where trusting my gut was a slam dunk, way to go. You know, you just can't do this. Example two is a time where there were red flags, and we can put a link to the Alchemy of Betrayal show. I'll send that link to you, where someone had profiled me, found me on Facebook, and presented themselves in a way that made themselves look like, you know, sunshine to work together. And I don't want to give too much power during this interview, because we've got a whole Rocking the Betrayal series and I'm doing a whole season two, and you'll be a part of that at some point too. But this is a situation where someone gave you enough information and they looked good on paper. And then maybe sometimes we see people, we project what we would want them to be, but there's red flags that we're not paying attention to. So that was an example where there were red flags where words, thoughts, and actions weren't matching up. And I didn't trust my gut then, because I was overriding the desire for something to work out more than the reality of were there words, thoughts and actions, you know, adding up. And we have, you and I did a show in that season one of Rocking a Betrayal on red flags. So in that episode, I was very revealing on how I didn't trust the red flags or didn't trust the gut, because that's what someone can do to you. And Dr. Nadine Macaluso, who is the ex-wife of the Wolf of Wall Street, she's a trauma bonding expert. And sometimes when people are fraudsters or sociopaths, and I'm doing a whole series right now with Love Fraud, Donna Anderson, season 2 of Rocking the Betrayal, when there are individuals out in the world, which, by the way, she said there's 5 to 17% of the population are sociopaths. So she thinks about 12%. That seems high. I'd like to think it's closer to 7 to 8. But so the situations where trusting your gut, you might fail yourself, is when someone is doing like love bombing or gaslighting you, and it kind of mixes up your own nervous system where you're not in a place of mental clarity to trust your gut and to pay attention to the red flags. So my second situation was when I had the fraud happen, where someone said they wanted to work with me. They had children's charities. You actually met this individual. And so there are times, everyone, no matter how intelligent you are, how much education, how much life experience, and even, by the way, my one of my possible attorneys that I was going to have that didn't end up being the right attorney, he told me he had almost fraud committed on him. When you find this out, there's times when you don't trust your gut, and then you have to heal through like maybe shame. During that experience, I realized so many people have also had times where they didn't trust their gut, where they might have fallen for a Ponzi scheme. They might have joined a club they shouldn't have. So I also want you guys to be really forgiving of yourself. There are times when we don't trust our gut, and it bites us in the ass. I just have to use a little profanity.
That's what happens when you don't trust your gut. Then your gut bites you in the ass.
if we were on a show in studio, we had props. I'd have like some sort of, this is a time where I'd have like a pit bull coming on or something. I don't know. But I also have to use humor. So even though, we're experts and we can talk about it, my intuition though is off the charts. I think the other thing is alchemy. When you do go through any sort of situation where you didn't trust your gut, it's an opportunity to do kind of your own life review, look at your own behavioral patterns, go into the suffering. And then once you do that, you get higher levels of intuition and the ability to trust your gut. You can do alchemy and healing, and you're like, whoa, watch out and be amazed.
Let's do, with the time we have left, if you don't mind, do kind of a little fast play, right? Like,
perfect.
So we talked about trusting your gut, and we've defined it. We kind of can feel it now. We know the signs. So Dr. Denise, friendly fast fire, trusting your gut in relationships. How do you do it?
I think the very first thing you do is you go into relationships with clarity when you're looking for one. Are you talking about dating relationships?
Dating.
Okay, so dating. So basically go into your dating, trying to know the most of what you want. Pay attention what drops into your awareness with dating. There's different ways that you might want to receive your languages of love. Pay attention to someone's words, thoughts, and actions matching up, but then listen and like allow yourself to feel, do I feel happy with this person? Do they feel kind? Am I enjoying it? So let your own feelings drop into awareness when you're with them.
I talked to a single mother in her 30s, and she says she can know in 2 minutes on a date whether she should be with this person or not.
Well, wow. She should just do 30-minute coffee. Like if I were her, then I would have like a little thing and say, hello.
You would be very efficient.
Can you imagine? Hi, I'm highly intuitive. I will give you the gong in less than 5. That would be like a fun, funny show. And just have a gong cafe. Just do like speed dating at a cafe. Okay. Less than 5 minutes. Gong. You're out of there. They just get the boot and then it drops down like to medieval times. All of a sudden there's like a chair and all of a sudden they just drop down and they
the floor and they disappear.
Not having
the floor
it.
Or in the Colosseum. Exactly. Okay. Trusting your gut in business. Friendly fast fire. Go.
Ooh, that's really complex. So I can say, because I'm making some entrepreneur decisions, trusting your gut in business, it's kind of similar. There's times when you have different risk tolerance. So if it's for your long-term job and the way you're making money, you're probably going to take a lot of time to think about it and any decision when you're doing an investment. So I think it's a good idea. Trusting your gut, I think it's more than gut. I think you need to get background checks, especially if it's money. I think that would have helped me. In business, if it's the same thing, sometimes people tell you what you want to hear, but then do they really follow up? So trusting your gut is that inner knowing, just like we came, like, hey, I really like this person. Oh, this could really work. Oh, our communication. So those are the things that just drop into awareness part of business. But then the other follow-up is background checks, references. And even sometimes when you do that, you can get burned. So, but you know, you got to have a framework for making a great decision.
I'll just leave this very open and you can take this with your friendly fast fire, whichever way you want, but trusting your gut as a parent.
Oh my goodness. Right now I am on spring break with my son, and my trusting my gut with him is that he has all of a sudden started to love to hang out with me. So I had to trust my gut when we started this little mini series called My Son, My Teacher. But now Kathleen, he's wanting to do it so much that I have to trust my gut and do as many shows with him, then decide what to do. So other thing with the parent, trusting your gut is also knowing their neuro style. There might be an invite that they have, or a play date, or a field trip, or something happened at school. As a parent, we often are protective. So trusting our gut as a parent includes that what drops into our awareness, and oftentimes it's protective or it's caring. And then we couple that with the unique situation and make the best decision.
And I wanted to ask a follow-up of that. How do we teach our children about trusting their guts? Because they're little, they don't have all these life experiences. They only have the soul imprint so far, right?
Well, I actually think they're even better at trusting their gut than we are, because they naturally are connected to what I would call your higher self or soul. So the way you don't, it's more like allowing them to stay connected to their intuition, allow them to stay connected to being their own best friend. So when my son was little, the way we help our children to do that is let them to keep what I talked about this with my son. I'm going to drop a show today called Crazy for Shows with him. And we talked about being a free thinker for children, no matter what age they are. Like when my son was almost 3 years old, he asked the question when we were cuddling before bed, "Are you the boss of me?" And he looked at me with his brown eyes. It was so profound. Like he was just realizing he landed on earth and like, who is this woman? And I looked back at him and I said, I am the boss of you, but my job's to make you the boss of yourself. So that's an example with someone not even 3 years old, having this natural play and curiosity about the world. So if you allow your child at any age to ask questions and be in the moment of now, because kids naturally want to play. They're naturally tuned in to accessing their higher levels of awareness if we don't shut them down. And I have something that's really profound that we'll put a link from a PGS Intuition movie with Bill Bennett. And this has to do with your question with the kids, because it's really for all of us. He said, with regard to accessing your inner compass, the things to write, I have it in here in the blog post here, stop, listen, trust, ask, and follow. And first thought, best thought. So ready? Stop, listen, trust, ask, follow. So as a parent, in business, in dating, in every way, that mindful pause, I think you've helped me before. Haven't you helped me before when?
Yeah, can you move at a pace that's like no other. And sometimes, and I have other people in my life who do that. And wait a second, take a breath. That's important.
You need to take that breath and you need to take that pause. And that is when you have clarity. I was thinking today that one way I have the best day as a mother, producer, doctor, friend is I know that certain things, I call them the linears and non-linears. Certain chores or earth tasks that don't clutter my mind allow me to have more clarity. So in moments of decision and moments of things just coming into my awareness, there's a natural stop that's easier. It's less, I was thinking, when you're not in that frenetic part where it's almost like the hamster on the wheel, if you're having a day like that, it's hard to tell if you're physiologically responding to anxiety when things come into awareness, or just a natural, innate, intuitive hit.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So realize the state of your day and realize that that can affect your gut, your intuition.
Well, since we have a little time, do you, I mean, oh my gosh.
We're out of time.
Okay, well, I was going to just.
We're not so rigid. We can stretch this.
Oh my God, that was like, so I felt like the gavel came down. Nope, we can't. Nope, shut. Nope, no example. No example for you, Missy. It's Friday. I'm launching the show. Happy Friday. So I actually, what you said about your day, this is the last thing I'll say, is I love when I have balanced days, my version of holistic health, which includes pool time, quality parenting time. I love seeing my patients, but I like to not overbook my schedule. When I have something creative and then even something fun, like today is the ultimate perfect day for me. I get to start my day with you. I've got a few patients. I've got a swim in. I've got, I'm meeting a friend's baby. Then I'm going out and having fun and networking. That is my day where I'm going to access higher levels of awareness because it's actually a more balanced day. I feel like when we have balanced health choices, we have higher access to our own GPS system and intuition.
That's okay. You can have some more time, Dr. Denise. That's it.
It is your show. I love it though. We're good. We know. But do you want to, before we close out, do you want to add to that? Do you have a favorite day? I was thinking it might be neat. Like my favorite days are the balanced days. Can you relate to that?
You know, I was thinking my intuition is always, my clarity comes always after I exercise.
Yes.
I think you too. Yours comes like during your exercise. I like labor so hard that it's like, I just gotta get through this. And then those endorphins from the exercise and I come up with this idea and that idea. And you know, that's my moment of clarity. I really like that time.
I want to also say though, that it's really neat too. If we have close enough friends or family or spouse or best friends, and they're in what I would call our inner circle in integrity, it's neat too. When you are making a big decision in life as a parent, a business decision or anything, to have a group of people that actually know your neurostyle. It's like your equivalent of like a mastermind friend group. And I have that. And you're part of that inner circle. And you know my neurostyle and I know yours. Mm-hmm. So it's also neat too to learn not only how to trust your own gut, but to have friends that can mirror back to you. Cause that's a validation, like a scientific method. Cause I know your neurostyle, you know mine. So we can make good individual decisions, but it's always nice if it's a big decision. Why not pick up the call and call a dear friend that knows you?
Right.
And really reciprocate.
In verbalizing your decision, what you have to decide, it becomes crystal clear to you. And you're like, well, thank you for listening, but now I have my own decision, right? And that's your gut instinct.
Correct. And this is really great that we're going a little over. So thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate this time. Thank you. I also like to, for people who like to make more linear, like roadmaps to things, part of trusting your gut, you can come up in your own categories. What are my green flags? What are my pink flags? And what are my red flags? Because later on, then you kind of have like even fine tuning of your own intuition. There's like super not having it. We're about to do a show on that on one of my other series. But if you have red flags and pink flags multiple times, you know, then the answer is no. So I think it's neat when you not only trust your gut, but you have like a blueprint, a framework, and you know yourself and your own neurostyle and how you relate to the world. So I think it's very multidimensional. And I love the more ways we can talk about this and help people to learn how to trust their gut, the better. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you. Have a happy spring break, Denise.
Thank you. Happy spring, everyone.